Chapter 7. Denial. Lejudas was half right. By this point, I did suspect Jacob, but not of murder. The scenario Lejudas was trying to sell to the grand jury, that because of my family history and because of the knife, I immediately knew Jacob was a psychopath and covered for him, was pure bullshit. I don't blame Lejudas for overselling the case that way. Juries are hard of hearing by nature, the more so in this case where circumstances essentially forced them to stick their fingers in their ears. Lejudas had no choice but to shout. But the fact is, nothing so dramatic had happened. The suggestion that Jacob might be a murderer was just crazy. I did not seriously consider it. What I thought, rather, was that something was up. Jacob knew more than he was telling. Lord knows that was unsettling enough. Suspicion, once it started to corkscrew itself into my thoughts, made me experience everything twice, as questioning prosecutor and as anxious father, one after the truth, the other terrified of it. And if I did not exactly confess all that to the grand jury, well, I knew enough to oversell my case, too. The day I discovered the knife, Jacob got home from school around 2:30. From the kitchen, Lori and I listened to him clatter into the front hall and backheel the door shut, then slip off his backpack and coat in the mudroom. We exchanged nervous glances as, like sonar operators, we interpreted these sounds. "Jacob," Lori called, "can you come in here, please?" There was a moment's stillness, a catch, before he said, "Okay." Lori made a positive face to reassure me. Jacob shambled into the kitchen apprehensively. From my perspective, looking up at him, it struck me how big he had gotten, this man-sized boy. "Dad, what are you doing home?" "There's something we need to talk about, Jake." He came in a little farther and saw the knife on the table between us. With the blade folded into the handle, the knife had lost its menace. It was just a tool. I said, in as neutral a tone as I could manage, "You want to tell us what this is?" "A knife?" "Don't fool around, Jacob." "Sit down, Jacob," his mother encouraged. "Sit down." He sat. "You looked through my room?" "I did, not your mother."
"You searched it?"
"Yup."
"Ever heard of privacy?"
"Jacob," Lori said, "your father was worried about you." He rolled his eyes. Lori continued, "We're both worried. Why don't you just tell us what this is all about?"